From Faith and Freedom Institute comes Freedom Focus with Gary Dahl and David Kistler. Freedom Focus is committed to encouraging America to return to the values of our founding fathers, as proclaimed in the Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution, and the Bible. Now, here's Gary Dahl and David Kistler.
Well, good Thursday afternoon to each and every one of you, wherever you might be out there in Freedom Focus country. And from Altoona, Pennsylvania, I am Gary Dahl.
From Morganton, North Carolina, I'm Dave Kistler.
And from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, this is Sam Rohr.
And, of course, we have David New on with us again today. David New, how in the world are you, my dear friend?
I'm doing just fine, Pastor. How about yourself and all the others?
All doing fine. We're not going to complain. God is good. And ladies and gentlemen, we are delighted to have you with us as well, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. As many of you know, today we were planning on having Judge Roy Moore with us. Judge Moore is the Alabama State Supreme Court Chief Justice, and he's no stranger to most of the people in the United States of America, no real stranger to this audience because he has been on with us before in the past. But as most of you know, that a United States District Court ruled last month that Alabama must issue same-sex marriage license starting this past Monday. And, of course, Judge Moore did not go along with that. As a matter of fact, this is the statement that he made. He said, effective immediately, no probate judge of the state of Alabama nor any agent or employee of any Alabama probate judge shall issue or recognize a marriage license that is inconsistent with the Alabama Constitution, end quote. And, of course, we were trying to get Judge Moore on the program, and, of course, he was going to be on the program today. But we just got word a few minutes ago that he cannot be on the program today, or at least right now. It could very well be that he may catch up with us sometime throughout the program. But I want to go to David Kistler, and Dave, if you don't mind, share with our audience why he cannot be with us at this particular point. And then we'll go to Sam Rohr. And Brother Sam, if you can perhaps explain just a little bit more detail as to what we're up against here, or what they are up against down in the state of Alabama, even as we speak.
Well, Gary, thank you so much. Let me preface what I'm going to say. In fact, what I heard just moments ago from the Alabama court, as they called to let me know that the judge was still in conference. This kind of thing frequently happens. Gary, you know this. Em, you know this. David, you know this. We're all have dealt with Washington, D.C. And in times past, I have had legislators, elected officials, congressmen from D.C. set up to speak in an event, and literally, the event had already started, and I didn't know if he was going to be able to be there to speak until we actually had him in our possession at the airport. And while our program was underway, people were picking up the speaker at the airport, and he did make it to our event. He got there about 30 minutes into the program, and, of course, his time to speak was about that time. But when you're dealing with folks like this that are involved in these type things, you just never know. Things change dramatically. And so what happened about 10 minutes ago is I got a phone call from the Alabama Supreme Court, and Judge Moore's assistant said that he is in conference and has been all morning. And he's in conference relative to this directive that he issued on Sunday evening to stop the probate judges in the state of Alabama from issuing any marriage licenses to same-sex couples. And I'm going to word it the way it was said to me. And, gentlemen, this is beyond encouraging when a man as high up as the gentleman with whom I was speaking says this. Please encourage your audience to pray diligently for us. We need your prayers desperately. The meeting in which Judge Moore is currently involved has ramifications not just for the state of Alabama, but it has ramifications for the entirety of the United States of America. Every state that has a marriage amendment or legislation defining marriage between one man and one woman, all of us are going to be affected by what Judge Moore is discussing right now with others in this vitally important conference. So that's the reason he's not with us right now. If he's able to step out of that conference at some point during the program and join us, obviously he will. but I was promised, and so I'll reiterate it on air to at this moment. I was promised that he will be on with us. If it's not today, it will be very, very soon. Gentlemen, the folks down there are tremendous. They love the Lord. They're people of high integrity. They've been over backwards to try to get him on with us today. I assured them we understand. We totally understand. But this is where this is. And so, Sam, what I know you're going to share factors into all of it. But we, before we leave the air today, I would love to see us just have a time of prayer on air for our dear friends down there in Alabama.
Well, thank you, Dave. That's we certainly need to do that. And let me give an update as far as what's actually happening, because this is not really in the press here right now, but it's a part of the meeting and what's tied up with it. But as you said, Dave, when the judge gave his order to the probate judges not to follow the federal court ruling, a portion of them said they would go along. They're in support. Over the majority of them are in full support of what Judge Moore has said, and in favor of what their constitution says there with an amendment in Alabama. Part of them, though, did not, and there evidently has been a suit filed against some of those who were standing with the judge who have refused to issue the licenses, and that has now gone before the same federal district judge, Judge Granata, who is the one who originally on January 25th overruled the Alabama amendment or constitution there in the first place and started this whole ball rolling. And so went back before the same woman who overturned the Alabama amendment and is now back before her, where she is seeking to order that these probate judges, following the order of Judge Roy Moore, to compel them to do so. Now, I'm just going to read so we know where she is coming from. Judge Granata happened also to be a Bush appointee, generally good on most issues, but not on this one. A part of her ruling, and this gives you an idea of where they're coming from, she said this, quote, "If anything, Alabama's prohibition of same-sex marriage detracts from its goal of promoting optimal environments for children." She goes on to say, quote, "Those children currently being raised by same-sex parents in Alabama are just as worthy of protection and recognition by the state as are the children being raised by opposite-sex parents." And then she went on to say some other things, but it's very, very clear what she is ruling, and as far as I'm concerned, as she is stating here, she's not ruling on the matter of the constitutionality of the law or the fact that the citizens of Alabama did what they did and they had every right to what they did. She's doing it on the basis that she doesn't think that that this is appropriate. So this is where it is today. I think that the outcome of that, it may be, I don't know if it's a part of what the judge is a part of, but this is a big deal this afternoon, and I think there will be more information later today or at least by tomorrow coming out that will have ramifications spanning and spinning off of this.
So, Sam, based upon what you said there, it seems to me as though Judge Granata is departing from the rule of law. I mean, if she follows that same particular concept through with her decision. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, when I look at her quote there and what she has positioned herself so far, David New can give some commentary on that. But to me, this looks like a very, very opinionated, subjective evaluation. In her opinion, she says this is the way it is. But I did not see any real citing of law that it was unconstitutional or in any other way inappropriate for the people of Alabama to make that determination and so forth. This really was the heart of her statement, and this is a political statement as far as I'm concerned. David, what do you think about that?
I think it's an obscene statement. I think it's one of the most horrible things that's going on in this country. It's just unacceptable. As recent as 1986, the United States Supreme Court in Bowers versus Hardwick upheld the sodomy law statutes from the state of Georgia. In less than one generation, these courts have turned it all on its head and claimed it to be a constitutional right. This is absurd.
So, it's absurd. Do you think that she's breaking away from the rule of law, David?
Of course she is, because these federal courts do not have the jurisdiction over a state when it comes to the issue of marriage. This is an absolute farce. And as far as these children being raised by same-sex marriage, that is nothing but what I call state-sponsored child abuse. Mm-hmm. There is nothing more horrible than to have a child and a same-sex couple. These people basically say that the father means nothing. They basically say that the mother means nothing because they are denying them one sex or the other. This is absolutely abusive. From the father, a child learns the justice of God. From the mother, the child learns the love of God. I cannot understand how anybody would want to raise a child without the love of a mother. How important is your mother to you, ladies and gentlemen? How important was your mother's tenderness to you? And this government, as corrupt as it is prepared to do that to millions of children if they have their way.
You know, this is becoming very confusing. I mean, you know, first of all, Judge Moore basically issued that statement to the probate justices, and of course, as has already been emphasized, some followed it and some did not. But, you know, it's interesting to see some of the comments also that have actually come from the United States Supreme Court justices. For instance, Judge Clarence Thomas issued a rare dissent stating, and I quote, "In this case, the court refuses even to grant a temporary stay when it will resolve the issue at hand in several months. I would have shown the people of Alabama the respect they deserve and preserved the status quo while the court resolves this important constitutional question," end quote. And then what we have found out is that Judge Scalia also joined along with Judge Thomas and pointed out that the justices essentially were admitting what they would decide even before the arguments expected in April are heard, you know, in this pending dispute over same-sex marriage. So, you know, it's not only causing confusion there on the ground in Alabama, but, you know, it's causing a bit of a stir, it appears, up in the United States Supreme Court. And David New, you're very close to the United States Supreme Court. What do you think about those statements that Judge Thomas and Judge Scalia are saying? Is this sort of a preview, as it were, as to what the Supreme Court justices are going to determine later on this spring?
I'm sad to say that it is. And normally, the Supreme Court, when you've got differences amongst the circuits on this issue of same-sex marriage or any issue, and when the Supreme Court has taken that issue, is going to take up that issue and make that decision, generally what happens, whichever side you're on the issue, the Supreme Court will issue a stay until the Supreme Court itself makes that decision. And the reason why Justice Thomas spoke out the way he did is because he saw the tea leaves. He knows what's going to happen. I am very sad to say what is likely to happen is that it's going to be 5-4 in favor of same-sex marriage. I also predict, I'm sad to say, that it'll be Justice Anthony Kennedy who will write the decision. He did it in Colorado, too, with Amendment 2 in Colorado. He did it with Lawrence v. Texas, where he constitutionalized sodomy. He also did it the DOMA decision. He wrote those three key decisions. That's the foundation for same-sex marriage in the United States. And he is likely, highly likely, I predict, to write this one that's coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in late to the program, many of you knew that we were scheduled to have Justice Roy Moore on, who's the Chief Justice of the Alabama State Supreme Court. But in light of the decision that he made, the statement that he made on Sunday night that no Alabama probate justice shall issue or recognize a marriage license, he's in conference right now where elements regarding that is being discussed. And so at the very last minute, we heard from his staff that he will not be able to be with us. Of course, one of his top aides actually asked us if we would pray for what's going on down there, and we indeed will do that before the end of the program, as David Kistler requested that we do. But Sam, I just want to go to you. I mean, there are a number of issues here that we could look at regarding this particular situation. But as I understand the United States Constitution, this is something that they shouldn't even be dealing with in the first place. Is that correct?
Well, that is correct. And again, it's it comes back to the underpinnings of the fact that the federal government and the federal court system itself are limited in the areas in which they can act. It has been obviously broadened into areas such as this. There is nothing at all that puts the matter of marriage before the federal court. And it really should be, in fact, up to the state courts. So that's really where it ought to be. And so they know they don't. Now, I'd like to throw it back to Dave here for just 1 second on that and say, Dave, here it is. We clearly, it's very clear, it's understood that an unelected federal district court judge, as in the case here that's now created this problem in Alabama and around the country, are of lower standing than the U.S. Supreme Court. And I think most who are listening to this program would say we can understand how Chief Justice Roy Moore, standing on the Alabama Constitution and opposing an action by an unelected or an appointed federal judge, can say why he ought to have and they have supremacy. However, going back to the question about the Supreme Court, when the Supreme Court does rule this as the top federal court, if they rule as you suspect and rule opposed to all of the states, including Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and others that are a part of this where our laws have been overturned, what then for a Judge Roy Moore? What possibility does a Chief Justice, in this case, Roy Moore, take it right to him? If the Supreme Court does that, does he have any other option at all, or is it a done case at that point?
It's basically going to be a done case at that point. His options are extremely limited. He can go just so far. That U.S. District Court's judgment only applies to the geographical area that U.S. District Court has jurisdiction over. It doesn't apply to the whole state. Mm-hmm. So that judge has no business going outside his U.S. District Court geography. But if this goes nationwide, the options are very limited. I gave a speech a couple of years ago with Pastor Shank, 9 strategies to limit the Supreme Court. There are different things that can be done to fix this. Obviously, the most one is to have a constitutional amendment, but there are other things. Number two, we could pass an amendment if they don't want to make a direct amendment about same-sex marriage. We could pass an amendment to require that any judgment by the U.S. Supreme Court that deals with the internal affairs of a state requires a super majority on the U.S. Supreme Court before it becomes law, say like 6-3 or 7-2. The other thing that can be done is that the jurisdiction can be taken away from the U.S. Supreme Court concerning this issue. They shouldn't have jurisdiction over this issue. The 14th Amendment doesn't give it to them. These are all lies that these law schools teach their students. That's the one thing. The next thing that can be done is there could be, and many of the states talked about this in the 60s and the 70s, there could be created what's called a Court of the Union. This is where the 50 state chief justices get to meet, all 50 state chief justices, and they vote on anything that affects the internal order or issues that directly affect that state, such as family law, criminal law, and things like that, that they would have they would be an appeal from the U.S. Supreme Court to them so that the 50 state Supreme Court justices get to vote. And, of course, you could make the requirement there to be 3/4 have to approve it or something like that. So there are different options that can be done. But for Judge Moore immediately, it's extremely limited.
Well, it's a shame that we've come to this point in this nation. Oh. And David Kistler, you know, our time is running down here. We've got about 6 minutes left or so. But before we get to the point where we forget to do this, as one of Judge Moore's high assistants has asked, they want us to pray for them.
Yes.
And, you know, we could be in a very, very crucial, they could be in a very, very crucial situation right now where they are. So before we go any further, David Kistler, would you just pray for the situation that is going on down in Alabama as well as for the ramifications that this might have for the entire country? I mean, you know, we are either going to go the way of the law or not. And there's a lot that is being discussed right now down in Alabama that will either uphold our United States Constitution or shoot another hole through it, which is what a lot of people are trying to do these days. So the ramifications are far out and many. So, Brother Dave, if you don't mind, just go ahead and lead us in prayer for this whole matter. I think also for wisdom for Judge Moore. For insight with the other folks who are involved with it, and that through it all, God would be glorified.
Gary, I would be delighted to do that. In fact, I want to encourage our listeners that know Christ as Savior. If you would like to join us, and you can physically do so, I would encourage you to kneel right there beside your radio, your computer, wherever it is that you're listening. And let's unite our hearts together across the United States as we petition our great God in behalf of Judge Moore, his staff, state of Alabama, and the United States as a whole, and even the law of the land, that all hangs in jeopardy at this very moment. Mm-hmm. Let's go to prayer. Father, we thank you so much that right here, alive on radio, we can petition your throne in a country, Lord, that has afforded us all kinds of freedoms and liberties. Father, I thank you for the wisdom of our founders, Lord, to enact a constitution that provides for appropriate state sovereignty, Lord, as well as federal authority. And Lord, it appears right now that the federal authority is overrunning state sovereignty in a large way. And we pray, oh God, that you would help not only your divine law to prevail, but Lord, I pray that the Constitution and the vision of our founders as they crafted this experiment in freedom called the United States, Father, may the original intent of our founders come through and reign victorious, Lord, through this. Lord, we know humanly speaking, things look very, very difficult. But, Father, you're a great God, and we ask that in this meeting, Lord, that's taking place there in the state of Alabama, that, Lord, you would turn your divine attention to those men, to those women that are meeting there. Give them, Lord, wisdom beyond their human ability. Give them divine wisdom. Father, even as we've heard David News suggest, there are options out there. Father, give wisdom to these men in Alabama and these women to know which direction to go. And Father, I would pray also you'd touch the hearts of our 9 Supreme Court justices. Lord, may they decide when they hear this case in April, may they decide, Lord, based on divine law, Lord, and the Constitution of the United States. Give them clarity to see beyond their own preferences and their own agenda. And Father, may they issue a ruling that would be pleasing to you, and Lord, also favorable to the future of the United States of America. We ask this, O God, for your great glory, and in your great name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Yes. And folks, we encourage you to stay tuned because we will be having Judge Roy Moore on one of these days soon. We never know when that might be. And we may find out just moments before we go on the air. But before we leave the air today, Brother Sam, I want to try to really bring this right down to the individual sitting there in their automobile or in their living room listening to this program this afternoon. And the question is this. The question is this. If indeed Judge Roy Moore's decision is overruled, how does that affect the individual in the pew, as it were, the individual there in their living room today? How does that affect where people live?
Well, Gary, you know, I think it affects it by this. We learn, if that happens, that the law of our land has been turned upside down.
Yes.
So that what it favors being, effectively what happens is that good is called evil and evil is called good, put it in biblical terms. That's what happens. And what's it mean to the person in the pew? It means that every person in that pew must understand God's law, and those who call on the name of Christ must determine in their heart that regardless of the law of the land, they will abide by God's law and manifest in their own homes and families why living God's way is in fact the best way and be a testimony to those around them.
Well, we've got some very serious issues before us these days, and we just need to pray that we get back to having people in office who understand the law, and those who are sworn into office will stay true to their oath and uphold the law that they have sworn to uphold. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our time is just about up for today. David New, we want to thank you very, very much for being with us, and I'm sure you'd have loved to have been a part of the conversation with Roy Moore.
But I was hoping for it.
But things happen the way that they do. Yeah. But yeah. Thanks for being with us, David.
Blessings to all of you.
And for the rest of you, until tomorrow, I am Gary Dell.
I'm Dave Kistler.
And I'm Sam Rohr.
Stand up for faith and freedom. Keep looking up. Watch God work. And remember, the best is yet to come.
You've been listening to Freedom Focus with Gary Dahl and David Kistler. To contact Freedom Focus or the Faith and Freedom Institute, visit our website, faithandfreedominstitute.com. Email ffi@faithandfreedom.com. Call 814-207-0102. Or write to the Faith and Freedom Institute at 1031 Poland Avenue, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16601. Faith and Freedom, have united to make America the best nation on earth.